I know that I am doomed. I may die trying to destroy this dark god, or be slain by its minions, or perhaps consumed by the creatures growing within me. For me, there is no salvation. My life ended the day I made my terrible choice in the center of the labyrinth. I could have died then. Maybe I should have. This, all of this, was never about me. It is about what I can accomplish in my final days. I have a slim but real chance to ensure that what happened to me never happens to anyone else. Maybe I can leave this world a better place for my sons, for the people I love, and for the rest of mankind.
Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario, The Legacy of Aris Lurko, A Second Theseus.
Okay, so you are on the boat. Let's see. Last session, you encountered the... you set up a trap trying to free Celia, and at the end you managed to free Celia and Flamme, who was really alive. Well. And against the odds, it went really well. You managed to get to the boat with Celia, Flamme, and you were attacked by the emissaries of Ahort, and you were able to defeat them as well.
Yeah, but that didn't go as well.
I don't know anything about this yet.
I still can't wear my armor.
I believe I'm unconscious.
Oh, that's right. You're just not strong enough to wear your armor. I forgot about that.
You know, I actually didn't check if you are going to be able to continue wielding the longsword and so forth.
Yeah, I didn't actually check that. I know there are strength requirements for this stuff. I just don't. I'm at like 7, which I think is just below everything's strength requirement.
Is that permanent?
I don't know.
We'll have to get Celia to look at that.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's a minimum strength dexterity that you need to have in order to.
I don't know what it is, how it works in Invictus, but I think in the BRP family of games, generally, if you don't meet the requirements, your skill is halved.
Well, we can find out. On the table, it says that if you, you know, there's a line for minimum requirements, so I assume you won't be able to actually use it, basically because you need to lift it, right?
Yeah.
What are you using? You got a longsword, but yeah. We got, like, different flavors.
I have a longsword.
A spada, that's what you got.
Yeah, that's what I have.
So minimum strength is 8 and dexterity 7.
Well, gotta get a new sword.
Right, so a gladius is a 5 and 5, so you should be fine with that.
Yeah, we should have a bunch of gladiuses lying around.
Trying to find another longsword doesn't have such a high requirement, but there is no option here listed, so.
I have a longsword. It's a lot lighter. Because it's made of wood.
All right. So.
So if you cast that magic blade spell thing on a sword that's made of wood,
and let's take a look at the armor. No, it seems okay. You can wear the armor. There are no restrictions.
That's good. That's probably more important than the sword.
I believe so. Yeah. All right, so you are on the boat after the attack. Under deck, you have a small cabin where you found Celia with a small boy. And... his name is Cryos, and Veritus is unconscious, but he's recovering. He's recovering his senses right now.
I might come in too.
Yeah, I am. You slowly come back into reality.
Who's who's around me?
I believe that at this point, everyone is there with you.
Oh.
You were there, and you were there, and you were there.
I'll open my eyes and say, did it work? Is Celia?
It looks like she will be well eventually. Oh,
excellent.
I can't say the same for the rest of us, unfortunately, but...
Yes, I'll glare from where I'm lying at.
What happened?
We were attacked. There were some problems.
Trouble seems to follow us. Flammer, help me up.
I will certainly do so.
So I'll look around and survey the scene. Who is wounded?
Valus is wounded.
I don't think I actually took any damage except for the strength.
Well, I can heal myself. Once I've recovered my magic points, I can heal myself. So.
Where is Celia?
She's there.
Is she in the room?
Yes.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Now we need to get to Crete.
Well, yes, that was the plan all along. Who were those people?
Well, I told Flamma, there are, you know, children of Ahord in the end. They're called emissaries of Ahord. Basically, they are hosts for mature brood. Mm. Flamma, did you see it escaping?
Yes, I'm not entirely certain what I saw. The woman, there was something came out of the man, and the woman came and picked it up and flew away. Is that what you're referring to?
Indeed. That's the brood of Ahor at the mature level. It at the end replaces the brain of the host and takes control over it. They're very powerful. We're honestly lucky to have survived the attack. Until a couple of days ago, when they captured us, I've never encountered one of them before. Just heard tales of them, you know.
Celia, do you think we have enough resources, enough men and weapons to actually complete our mission?
She looks around and says, well, we got what we got, Deritus.
So, that doesn't seem like
that's reassuring.
Yes.
We do have a lightning gun, so there's that. It only takes an hour and a half to set up.
Well, I suppose if we, Celia, you were once a member of the cult?
Of one of the cults, yes.
But did you ever visit the headquarters where we're going?
Yes, I was there a couple of times. Okay. When one of my visits, it wasn't related to the cult directly. I was... you know, as a slave for a rich man. Mm. I do have an idea of or where we should go in order to be able to defeat them.
Okay. I'm thinking in terms of defenses. I mean, they're surely not going to leave their headquarters undefended.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not going to happen. We will have to come up with the plan, but first we need to go to the place where Arius Lurkus thought that the call captured him.
Okay.
Let's see. Veritas, you have read the Testamentum. So what you know is that when Arius Lurk arrived to Crete, he went to up to the mountains outside the city. Mm. So basically, let me give you an overview of where you're going. So, what you know is that the ship is going to Alexandria, to the province of Egypt. Now, along the way, the ship will stop at the port town of Maedalon. That's on the island of Crete. The province of, and here I will need your help, Cyrenaica, you know?
Yeah,
Cyrenaica. And Maedalon is one of the two ports of the entry to the city of Gortyn, which is the Roman capital on Crete, because the other one is Lebanon. At Maedalon, the ship will take on supplies, trade some of its cargo, and drop you off. So that's when you are going to arrive to Crete. Now, what you know, Veritas, is that that's not where Arius Lurko was captured. When you read the Testamentum, you remember that he was trying to reconstruct, his plan was to reconstruct the trip to Crete and go to the place where he was captured, and from there, see if his plan was to capture the cultists, a few of them, and force them to tell them where the labyrinth was located, because he didn't know that.
Okay.
So once the labyrinth was located, he was planning to go there and kill Ahort, basically.
Right.
Excellent. Flammer, I hope you're up for a bit of torture.
Certainly, Dedatus Maximus.
Anything for you, Dedatus Maximus.
Okay. Where's the captain? How long is the journey going to take?
His name is Titus. The journey is supposed to take 4 days.
Okay.
Before you reach Gortyn or Crete.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Before you speak with the captain, Dedatus Maximus, I believe I should warn you. While you were unconscious, he wanted to put us off the ship. I convinced him to hold off on that plan until you were awake and could discuss the matter with him, but after the attack by the flying creatures, I believe many of the sailors were killed or thrown into the sea. He may not be in the best of mood.
Okay. Well, I'd better go and deal with that then. Who has their strength drained? Is that Nero?
Yes, that's me. My strength is down to 7.
What?
I believe.
Do I notice this? Does he look strange to me?
Wizard.
Yeah, he actually does. It's like you know, he clearly is dragging his longsword.
And I probably am not even bothering it. I probably just dropped it if it's that heavy. I can't even use it.
And he's breathing heavily.
Nero, what happened to you?
One of those, there's these big flying creatures. They bit me and I feel weak. I feel it did something to me.
I'll look over at Celia and raise my eyebrow.
Yeah, you can see there's a small bite on his neck. Just you see that it's like
didn't even get through my armor.
Thanks to the armor that he had, it's like the bite didn't rip his shoulder off, basically. But you can see the mark of the teeth in his skin. There's like a red dots all around his neck and shoulder. But you cannot see anything else other than that. It's not like he's got a wound or he's got something that can be treated. Nothing like that. Probably he's just tired because of the fight.
Okay.
He's not that young anyways.
True.
Well, maybe Valis could, take a look at him. I'm going to go and talk to the captain.
Well, I already tried to give him a potion, and that didn't do anything. So,
yeah.
I've pretty much exhausted all my possibilities.
Is this anything you can deal with, Celia?
She comes closer and says, "I don't believe what he's got can be treated." That it is. And she gives Nero a sad look.
What, apologetic, in a way. What does that mean?
I believe whatever happened to you is permanent.
Captain.
I see that you are awake.
Yes. I understand you wanted to see me.
Well, I want to get paid for the men that I lost in your little adventure.
Mm-hmm. How many men died?
5 good men.
Okay. How much will that cost to acquire 5 replacements?
Well, I will have to buy some slaves in Crete in order to increase the ranks and, you know, get some sailors on the boat, help me finish the trip. Probably some 2,000 sesterces.
Does my character think that's, does Dennis think that seems reasonable?
He does. He's being a, you know, he's not trying to steal your money for sure. He just wants some compensation for what he lost.
Okay, Titus, if you see us safely to our destination, I will be happy to provide you with 3,000 sesterces for your troubles. Additionally,
it is a deal.
Okay, I'll shake his hand and thank him.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I'm not that sure that the handshaking was so popular in the Roman times. But
what do they do?
Something comparable, whatever.
Yes. I believe they wrestled in oil.
Clenched fists on chest, something like that.
Yeah. Well, he agrees to your offer, and he actually looks kind of relieved and happy. He's not losing that much money with this trip.
Are any of your surviving men injured?
Well, there are a few of them that have recovered from whatever they saw in the sky that night. And one of them was dropped into the deck, and maybe he needs some help.
Well, I will personally attend to their wounds.
Okay. Yeah, you can treat him.
Yeah. So I'll go around and do first aid here and there, medicine there and about.
Okay.
I'll do the same, but I'm going to wait till I've recovered my magic points and I can heal myself before I'm interested in helping anyone else. Because I'm selfish.
Well, basically, after you make arrangements with the captain, everything on the ship goes back normal. You see that the tension kind of goes away. And Celia, make everyone make an inside roll. Let's see who passes the roll.
Okay.
Oh, no, botch, 97.
No, that's a no.
I pass.
I don't think that's going to do it. Let me check the character sheet.
Flammer, the most insightful of us all.
He's all he has been. where did my character sheet go? There it is.
I think this is the first insight roll I've actually passed. But I actually did put points in insight.
You know, it's important for a gladiator
to understand his opponent.
It's all Flammer. All Flammer.
So, Flammer, you notice that she, you know, you're all a little bit stressed, you know, on the trip. Even though you had the time to relax on the boat, on the trip to Crete, you all of you have that encounter with a cult in the back of your mind. You know, there's a level of stress in everyone's mind, but she seems more stressed than the rest of you. There's some unrest on the way she behaves and talks and addresses you.
Sure. Okay.
Makes sense.
When time permits, I am going to try to get a private word with Detetus Maximus.
Okay.
When he's done medicaling the injured sailors and whatever.
Yeah, you know, after half a day pass, you are able to enjoy the breeze of the sea. For some of you, that not be very comforting, but for the ones of you with a little bit more experience in life, it probably is. You get a chance.
Detetus Maximus, may I have a word? Forgive my impertinence.
Of course, Summer. No, don't be silly. After what we've been through.
Very kind, thank you. I have something I feel I must say. I do not fully understand this quest that you are on. Nonetheless, I will do what I can, of course, to support you in it. Although, as you can see, I will probably be far less useful to you, as I have lost my armor, I have lost my shield, my sword has been broken, I have nothing.
Take my stuff. Except for the armor.
Flemmer, you have a very nice sword.
No, this is yours. I give it back to him, by the way. I give the magic sword back to Detetus. But in addition to this, I fear that our company has been... I do not know how much use any of our company will be. Tiberius Nero has certainly acquitted himself well as a fighting man, but with this weakness that has come upon him, I do not know if he will be able to continue. The Hyperborean has become quiet and sullen, and he is not responding to anyone. I fear he will abandon us when once we reach land. Young Corpus is... I still hold out hopes for him. But he is also would seemingly be quite disturbed from recent events, as is Celia. I believe she is perhaps returning to Crete is weighing on her mind in some way. In addition, I feel I must say that I overheard when we were talking, it would appear that my Lady Hedia has been kidnapped by this cult.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel I must tell you that... my first duty is to her, and to her safety.
I suspect that the disappearance of the Lady Hedea is linked to the kidnapping attempt of Celia and yourself. No doubt her disappearance is intimately linked to the cult. So I think if you want to recover her safe and well, we must continue our course.
For the moment, I would agree. I do not understand everything that I heard, but I believe that my Lady Hedia and Celia were to be sacrificed to this god that the cult worships.
Then they would probably have taken her to the very place that we are going.
For the moment, I would agree.
You overheard this from the emissaries?
Yes.
Yes. That means she's probably still alive.
Says the disembodied voice. Yes.
Oh, yes, right. Not here.
Yeah, I share your worries about our companions, but we may have to seek additional reinforcements once we reach land.
I believe that would be wise if we can find men that we can trust.
Well, yes, we have coin. That always helps.
It helps to find men. It does not help to find trust.
No. Well, I think for now we must continue. I think we certainly cannot hope to run or hide or. They have clearly shown they can track us down and get to us wherever we go. So, I think the best course of action is to attack.
As you wish, Detritus Maximus. I only wished to bring my concerns to your attention. I am with you to the end.
Anyway, Flammer, this sword, I will give it to you, and this set of armor. I believe. Come on, Flammer. What use are you to me without a sword and armor? So, take this, wear it, and protect me with it.
What armor are you referring to?
The magic chainmail that I acquired in the caves.
Oh.
Not magic chainmail. It was just a very shiny set of chainmail armor.
Oh.
Might as well be magic.
Yeah.
I did not realize there was such a thing. I'd completely forgotten about that. I was just completely focused on the magic sword.
I am not a fighting man, so this will do more good in your hands.
I will take the sword, as you wish, but I must refuse the armor. I believe that it is more important for it to keep you safe.
Well, when we reach land, we will resupply. And I will buy you a suit of armor.
More than fair, sir.
Excellent. Right.
As the depression of the situation starts to spread among the party, you can see Valus trying to recover from his wounds. Titus sitting over there. Looking tired. Celia looks worried. Ki looks into the sea, quiet. Jon Corpus is, you know, trying to edge his sword. He obviously he's naive enough to believe that you still, you know, stand a chance against everything you will encounter. So,
having given the Hyperborean up as a lost cause, I'm going to try to engage in my wounded state still. I'm going to try to engage Corpus, help him sharpen his sword, and do what I can to keep his morale up.
Okay.
Randall, how are the supplies on the ship?
Limited. You mean swords and...
No,
all that or food?
I mean wine.
Yeah, there are plenty of... There's plenty of wine.
We have 4 days.
Right.
It's a four-day bender.
I'm going to try and... I'm going to attempt to improve the morale of the group. Does anyone know how to sing amongst the crew? Does anyone play an instrument? And I'm going to roll out the wine and try and get people to forget their worries for a bit.
Levels and bard.
make a party luck roll.
A party luck. I think I have the lowest luck. Anyone have less than 60?
Nope.
Yeah, that's me. Here we go. Ooh, very nice. 12.
Okay, very nice. You find a couple of instruments on the boat from the... sailors, and after the course of the day are done, you know, they just need to keep the boat afloat. You know, they agree to your idea and start singing and start playing the instruments. One of them has a good voice, very manly voice. You know, not a girly voice, but a good voice indeed. And they start singing songs about adventures and the sea and defeating monsters. And that actually helps. You can all gain 1d2 of sanity.
Really? I will ask Celia if she wants to dance.
Yeah, she will dance with you. And you can see her laughing a little bit more and, drinking wine, enjoying the company. Yeah, the morale has been lifted.
Well done. Excellent.
So,
I'm going to keep my sword on me, or I'm going to keep Detetus's sword on me at all times. First, because I don't trust it that no one's going to try to steal it, and second, because I don't trust that the flying creatures aren't going to come attack us again.
Okay. Fair enough. Something that you do notice, though, a couple of days pass after this, that happens on the first day on the boat. Your morale has been lifted. Valus Flamma will recover 1 point of health for every day.
Well, I'll be back at full strength the next day because I'll heal myself with a spell.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. So, yeah, you're back to full strength then.
But I'm exhausted because it knocks off all my magic points again. So.
Right. Right. The Nero, you're not sure what is happening, but you feel like that your strength is slowly coming back to you.
Okay. That's
how
good.
Many? You lost 6 points, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You you get 2 more points of strength. What's your strength right now?
Okay, I just gained 2 points back.
Yeah. 2 days, 2 points.
My strength is up to 9.
So
I can lift my sword again.
Yeah.
Hooray.
You can feel that you get a hold of your sword and you can wield it and you don't feel that tired anymore. Helping,
Celia just didn't know what she was talking about. I feel much better now.
Probably was the singing.
Yeah, I feel like the singing helps. and the wine more so than the singing, probably, but
All right.
Randall, over the course of the trip, I want to talk to Celia and try and basically quiz her on details. I'm thinking numbers of guards and just I want to try and get a bit of a better grip of what we're up against.
Okay. She shares with you that the cult on Crete is the biggest cult of all the cults of Ahor. She also mentions that the she's not sure about the number, but the times she has been there, it's been around 15 to 20 people.
Okay.
And she also mentions that she believes that Gnosis, the Lurka was right. She's been reading the Testamentum in her free time. She believes that the Lurko was correct on assuming the place where the cult is located. The place is called Gnosis, and you need to leave the city of Gorting in order to get there. What she advises, though, is to wait a couple of days in the city, resupply, get some rest, and get ready.
I agree. Yeah, definitely. We want to also try and acquire some additional gladiators or mercenaries, so that seems like a good plan. How far out are we now?
Yeah, two more days and you will be there.
Okay.
All right, so you are there, and on the third morning of the voyage, you notice that the skies to the south are painted a reddish hue. You notice that the crew is also uneasy. They're muttering prayers under their breath and kissing their protective charms. They check and recheck the ship's line, ropes, and sails. The captain, Titus, personally inspects the cargo. instructing the crew to add additional lines to better secure the amphora. And but you do notice the unrest on the crew of the ship.
Okay. I'll ask the captain if he thinks there's any, if this is going to be a problem.
One of the sailors that is on the boat, his name is Kato. You know, he's kind of old, maybe even older than the captain himself. And he whispers, "A storm's blowing up. Evil sighs upon the ship. Evil sigh, if you ask me."
Perhaps some sort of offering to Poseidon would not go, or to Neptune, sorry, would not go amiss.
Yeah, you can notice that some of the sailors are already praying to Neptune. Trying to calm the coming storm. Within hours, you do notice that the wind and waves start to build. Yeah, can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah, all right. Now, by afternoon, you do notice that the seas pick up and heavy rain begins to fall. The Fortuna is tossed about and blown off course. The captain and crew abandon their efforts to maintain their heading and instead focus on riding out the storm, trying to avoid it. By dusk, thunder roars. Lightning splits the sky. Wind howls. And waves batter the ship's hull. You notice that the crew works desperately to keep the ship afloat, securing loose lines, patching leaks, and bailing out sea water as it powers into the cargo hold. The sailors' prayers grow louder and more persistent. As a particular bad wave nearly capsizes the ship, old Kato calls out, "This is more than just evil eye. We have been forsaken by Neptune." Now, at this point, you all need to make a constitution roll to avoid becoming seasick.
Strength con or con by five.
Make a roll, okay. And I will let you know if you pass or not.
25.
What's your con?
My con is 14.
Okay. You get a hold of yourself and you manage to remain control.
I make con times one.
Okay.
I make con by five, but no better.
I make con by three.
What's your con, Flamma?
14.
14. And your roll was?
60.
Yeah. You feel a little bit sick because it's not a constitution roll, right? We're using your com to measure against the battery. And Valus, you pass them?
By one.
By one. Okay. And Deritus?
It was a com by three.
Yeah, but what is the total roll?
Okay. Sorry, so my con is 14, and the roll was 37.
Yeah, you also feel sick. And mechanics wise, you have a minus 10% in all your skill checks. Make a 1d3, both of you, Flamma and Deritus.
Okay.
And that's the amount of hours that you will have this penalty.
Oh, only one.
Okay.
Three, of course. Sorry, what's the penalty?
Minus 10%.
Okay, minus 10.
To all your skill checks.
Understood.
The storm continues to attack the ship in a way. At nightfalls, the captain, Titus, meets with you and tells you, Deritus, I'm sorry to say, but we are in serious jeopardy. I have never seen the seas this rough, and nor has old Kato, and he's swam these waters for 40 years. We're taking on water. Fortunately, it's a good ship, but there's only so much more she can take. If the storm proceeds, the hull won't hold. And also seem to be dying down. I'm very sorry, Deritus. If you have gods, you owe prayers to, Now will be the time to settle up. This storm is not natural. We have been bewitched.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
all of you can make a natural world check.
Natural world. Don't think I have that.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Base.
Yeah, succeed on that one.
Okay.
All the zeros. I know nothing about the natural.
you are too sick to think about any natural behavior. Valus.
Yep.
Captain Titus is right. As far as you know, this kind of storm seems very natural. The waves are picking up, you know. Doesn't make sense that much, you know, if you kind of measure the direction of the wind. This is natural. It's natural the way the storm is hitting the ship.
Well, I will go to the captain. I guess I will limp to the captain since I currently have two magic points. I think that we are bewitched.
Yeah.
I think the sailors already knew that.
Everyone agrees with you.
Well, fine. I'll go back to and sulk.
Celia comes to you and whispers, "He's right. We have been cursed, but I prepare for this. Although I cannot do it alone, I need your help."
Is she talking to Deditus?
Yes, to you.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I will need your help and the help of the others, but it looks like we're running out of time.
Okay, what do we need to do?
I told you that the cult closes the door. We need some privacy.
Yeah, I'll signal Flammer too.
I will guard the door from the outside, not let anyone in.
Okay, so she conveys that the cult that is on Crete is known as the Tenders, and that she knows a spell whose effect will be exactly what you are facing right now. And since you're getting closer to Crete, she suspects that that's what is happening. They have cast this spell on you. Now, she also mentions that this spell is really powerful, and it needs to be cast by a group, not by a single person. And more likely, someone died in the ritual. So whatever they know about us, that it's just they know we're dangerous, and they want to get rid of us before we arrive to Crete.
Okay, but how do we counter this?
Well, with great sacrifice, that it's just. But I prepare for it, and she looks towards the kid that is sleeping on the hammock. I have everything I need to counter that spell that it just I cannot okay. end the storm, but it should calm it enough so the ship can survive and arrive at Crete. Otherwise, I don't believe we have much time.
Okay. Tell us
now,
what we need to do.
Well, the spell, just as it was casted, in order to counter it, we'll have to prepare a ritual. It's a group ritual. It takes some 30 minutes to cast, and it requires at least 5 of us. I believe our cabin should do, since we will require some privacy. And but the price to be paid is high, Deditus, and it is not for the faint of heart. It takes a very powerful will to execute it, and even them, will likely leave every single one of us drained and exhausted. But that's just to cast the magic that we need in order to cast it. Deritus will demand a fuel, you know, like fire. But I have it all covered.
Mm. My own experience with spellcasting, I think I know what she's talking about.
We need this force in order to counter the spell, you know, this human force. And we have to prepare for a sacrifice. And she looks again at the kid on the hammock, like trying to keep him away from your reach, you know, so he doesn't listen to the conversation. And then she whispers, Cryos will do. That's why I purchased him and spoil him, that little ram. I know that he may seem harsh, but he's only a slave that it is, an exceedingly poor one at that. So we need to sacrifice Cryos in order to stop the storm.
I'll look up at the others. Any objections?
Well, needs the many, needs the few. Ancient Roman centurion is probably going to go with the needs of the many.
People die all the time.
Yeah.
How long does the ship have without this ritual?
2 hours.
Oh.
Most.
Okay.
It is reaching its peak. And you do notice that, like, at this point, water is powering through every single place in the cabin. The ones of you who are not seasick, you know, more likely are going to be sick pretty soon. And you can see that everything on the deck is starting to lose its hold. The sailors at this point are just like holding themselves to the mast in order to avoid being, you know, with long robes in order to avoid being thrown into the sea.
Right.
Hmm. Okay, Celia. Tell us what you need us to do.
Okay. We need to set up a circle and we need Cryos. She goes and wakes up the boy. What is happening? Are we there already? I'm scared. Shh. Don't worry, my dear. Everything is all right. I will free you soon, and I will give you a coin. Okay? Just be quiet. We're gonna do something here, something very important. She places the kid on the floor of the deck, undresses the kid. Leaves his chest and start drawing some sort of symbols in his chest. She does the same on the floor of the deck, and at the same time she's chanting something. And now that it is around the kid, we all need to be around the kid. I repeat the following words with me. She gives you some five words to repeat. Some of the words you don't get right the first time, then the second time you kind of start catching up. Third time you already manage to do it, and you continue chanting all at the same time. At this point, she needs everyone. So that includes Flamma, Valus, Deritus, Corpus, and even Key. Around the kid,
yeah,
doing this chant, and she cuts some of the hair of the kid and starts burning the hair. The kid starts kind of crying. What is happening? I don't want the coin anymore. What is happening? I'm scared. And as he's saying that, she's repeating some words. And she gets the knife and cuts the throat of the small kid in a very ceremonial manner. The blood starts flowing out of the small kid, filling the floor that is filled with water, mixing, turning the floor where you're standing red in a few seconds. You all feel at the same time some kind of energy flowing through you and leaving you. You need to make a sanity check.
I was
really?
Wondering when that was going to happen.
I had no idea.
Predictably, I fail.
I pass.
I fail.
Okay.
I fail as well. Oh, dear.
Okay, the ones that fail is a 1d4.
Oh, only one. I'm clearly not that affected by the sacrifice.
Three. I am disturbed at the casual sacrifice of a fellow slave.
Of course. The effects of the ritual seem to be starting to take place. You do notice that the rain starts kind of slowing, and the waves stop hitting the ship as badly as they were hitting it before. What are your magic points all around?
I had two.
I have a grand total of 12.
I have 12 as well.
I also have 12.
Okay. Valus, this is the third day, so you should be back to full.
Then I have 14.
14? Okay.
Yeah.
So every single one of you feel a very strong drain of your energy. Make a roll using your you know, magic points times 5. Let's do it like that.
Okay. Well, that's just your power.
Yeah, power.
Yeah. Power check. Yeah, succeed.
Yes. Success.
Yeah. Every single one of you feel weak, but you're still standing there. But you feel really, really weak. You do notice that Celia puts a coin under the boy's tongue, and she whispers, "A coin to send you on your way, as I promise, little ram." And she closes the kid's eyes as the storm starts to quiet down. There's this feeling of uneasiness on the air, of course.
Well, what now? It seems that we are beset by one calamity after another.
Now we rest. Valus, we rest and prepare to confront the tenders.
Celia, can we get rid of the body?
We need to. The captain cannot know that we did this. We need to,
okay,
to drop it out. Flamma, can you help us?
Can we sort of wrap him in some sheets or something and then use the confusion to
pitch him out the window?
Yep.
Well, you have to go on top of deck and throw it into the sea.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up in something, heft him up, and
just, all right, just make an just extra sanity.
Casually sanity stroll out and pitch him over the side. I passed that one.
Okay.
He's already dead, so I'm not as.
All right. So as they pass, you do notice that the storm's still there, still raining, but the crew is able to get a hold of the ship, and the next day the storm dies away. The sun is shining, the morale on the crew has been lifted again, and they all start to pray and make some sacrifices to Neptune. You do notice that the captain, Titus, grabs one sword that he's been holding with him all the time. And he says, "This play was a gift from my father. And aside from my sheep and my life, it is my most... And aside from my sheep and my life, it is my most prized possession. It is now yours. The crew of this humble ship thanks you for your mercy." And he drops the sword into the sea. He's clearly talking to Neptune. There's some sort of ritual. Everyone is quiet, you know, paying respects. And then in following the sample of the captain, they start throwing important things, it seems, into the sea. Is there anyone going to sacrifice anything to Neptune?
Well, we already did, but...
I surreptitiously try to keep the magic sword hidden.
I will, you know, throw a few coins in just to keep up appearances.
Okay. Not from the heart, I gather.
No.
What are the sacrifices to the gods if they don't come from the heart, Deditus?
I've had enough of the gods. I'm on my way to kill one after all, so. That does all right. Something to one's piety.
Unfortunately, because of the storm, the ship needed to change direction, trying to avoid the storm at first, then pretty much running away from it, and then you were stuck in the middle of it. The schedule is at least 3 days behind. You see that the Captain Titus is pretty stressed about this, but you managed to land at the town of Matalom. It is just south of Gortin. The captain bids you farewell, and you can start unpacking, finally arriving to land. Well, the gods bless you. You and whatever you are going to do here in Crete, I know it is important just by looking at everything that you needed to go through in order to get here.
I'll make sure the captain is paid in full.
Okay. With that, the captain goes into the market. As you know, you're still getting the weapon out of the ship, and you can see him returning with 5 more slaves. Not very strong, not very... They didn't look like the best slaves you can get, but he clearly was in a hurry. And he goes back into the ship and leaves. And you are there at the city of Gortin. The city is on the southern coast of Crete and has been inhabited for about 7,000 years. Now, the island is... the island's Roman capital, this city, Gortin, has grown in wealth and population. You do know that there's about 100,000 people living here in this walled metropolis. It is a modern Roman city with aqueducts, fountains, baths, an open-air marketplace, and temples. It includes a fair number of temples dedicated to the Egyptian pantheon. Well, as I told you before, now we need to rest, regain our strength, and prepare for the dangers ahead, Cecilia.
How is Nero looking?
Yeah, any more strength come back?
Indeed, you feel like you're back to full strength. And Everyone who was wounded, including you, Flamma, with enough time to treat your, because of the delay of the trip, you have regained your full hit points, Flamma.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, I think the first thing we should do is find a kind of a base of operations, so some set of rooms somewhere.
I know a place that is just...
Excellent.
There's a villa where we can stay.
Perfect. If we go and get set up there, we need to rearm, and Flamma needs to be fitted for a suit of armor.
Okay. So Celia leads you into this villa. She on the way there, she mentions she was there before when she was a slave. It's a pretty... expensive place, but she tells you not to worry, because I, for one, do not intend to face death with more than a single coin in my purse.
That seems reasonable. I also think we need to make sure that no repeat of what happened in Athens occurs again, so... We should certainly step up security and do our best not to get split into different groups so that our enemies can take us down. But we obviously need to protect the weapon at all costs. I would like to try and hire some additional guards. Does Celia have any suggestions or?
Well, you can go to the market. You mean like more, a couple of mercenaries?
Yes.
I know this man on the... Yeah, that's a good idea. I know this man on the market. Maybe we should go and talk to him and see if he can come up with a couple of names. Okay. So make a party lock roll. Yeah. By the way, you get a plus 5% of of your body lock roll this time.
+5, okay. Yes.
Seems that the guts...
Will a 02 do?
Oh, very nice. So, yeah, you do get in contact with this man, and he's got a couple of names, and you with Celia, who knows, seems the place quite well, go around. I gather that at this point you're all going together, correct?
Well, if we can guarantee the safety of the weapon, so shall we leave for the moment Key and
Corpus,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. That seems wise.
Yes.
Hopefully, as we've just arrived, they won't really know our location yet, so we should use this time to act quickly and acquire additional protection.
Okay. They will stay at the villa. By the way, the name of the villa that she has selected for you is called the Garden. As soon as you enter, you know, before you left for the market, you do notice that it's a really nice place. Clearly, it is expensive. It features an inner courtyard of olive trees, and it has some herb gardens. You do notice around some wealthy travelers with its, you know, luxurious accommodations as well. Although the staff of the garden is very attentive, mainly slaves, but as soon as you get in, you are, you know, attended, and you are given food. Celia is covering all the expenses. She's clearly keeping not a cent of whatever she got with her. And then you leave for the market. So Corpus and Key stay there. You leave for the market. Go find these two men. So what is it that you need us for? Says one of them.
Well, what is your normal rate?
He gives you in a daily price, basically.
Mm-hmm. And is it a reasonable price?
It is a little bit high.
Okay, I will offer him 50% more for no questions.
They look at each other and, well, who are we to ask questions anyway?
Excellent. Can you begin now?
Oh, that's a bit in a rush. What about tomorrow?
If you begin now, I'll pay you an additional day's wage today, and you can come to the villa that we're staying at, and we will provide you with room and board.
A villa?
In addition.
Hell
yes.
Yeah, we'll start today. By the gods.
Okay, great. Now that's out of the way, let's go and buy weapons and armor.
Okay. One of them is called Marius. And the other one is called Claudius.
Okay. I don't really care what the names are, but as long as they look like they can handle a sword.
Expendable. And expendable too.
Yes.
Buy them some red tunics. That'll help.
Those come gratis.
I'm going to put Flammer in charge of them.
Okay.
And
do they look at all worthwhile?
They actually look pretty strong, Flamme.
Okay.
The names that Celia got seem to be like very high paid mercenaries. They actually eye you with suspicion when they come around you. So you're the master now. They address you, Flamme.
Oh, that's not gonna go well.
Given Flamme's own cronies.
Minions. I'm gonna basically tell Flammer. Flammer, you're in charge of security. When we get back, just make sure they know what they're doing. And now let's go and buy. Okay, we want to buy weapons for anyone that doesn't have weapons. Armor for anyone that doesn't have armor. Additional ingredients for fire pots, because I really like those now.
Okay. I became fairly adept at making those.
Bothers you anything in particular you want to add to your inventory?
Well, there was some mention earlier of healing herbs and the fact that I didn't have any. Are those accessible?
Accessible, yes. A little bit costly.
Well, I have lots of money.
Well, you can get some opium, certainly.
Okay.
And let's see.
Oh, and I want to buy some charms to keep you know black magic away. Those should be commonly available.
Okay. Yeah, there's a famous leaf that is called Molly. Pretty much it heals 1d4 plus 2.
What's it called? Could you put it in the chat?
Molly, like the girl's name.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, after some time, you know, after they've even be, the patient will regain 1d4 plus 4 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
You need to pass the application of the potion, of course, right?
Right. So I have Molly and opium.
All right.
And I'm sure they'll be completely worthless, but I want to buy some, you know, good luck charms and so forth.
Okay.
I do like the fact you're now the party dope peddler.
No, that's always been the case. That was before you got here. That was well established. I just kind of vanished for a while.
Well, the opium gives you 1d4 plus 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the patient regains 1d4 plus 2 hit points. The only problem with opium is that it, well, actually, both of them have some side effects. Opium will give you some numbness and, you know, some restricted movement for a while. Please take a note of that. And the Molly will give you some rigor whenever it is applied.
Okay.
All right. Weapons are not going to be a problem. Armor is not going to be a problem. Your money is running out, though.
Well, we will.
How much? What's the money situation? I have 30,000.
Yeah, money bags here.
Didn't Valis have 30,000? Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, you can put your money down, and that will give you enough to buy weapons, to buy armor, the medicine, you know, the herbs you're buying. A good shield for Flamma, because you don't want Flamma without a good shield.
Mm-hmm. That seems reasonable.
Okay. And
okay.
And Celia tells you, what good is money anyway? If we defeat Ahor, we're going to get access to a huge treasure. And if we fail, we'll be dead anyway. So worry not about the money you got left.
I agree. When we have a chance, when we've completed our shopping, there's something I want to talk to Celia about.
Okay. You got your chance, you know, at the end of the day. You're buying stuff, armor, weapons. She's buying a few things for herself as well.
Did Celia teach me the healing spell, or did I learn that from the Testamentum?
She was the one who taught you the spell.
Okay. Basically, the question I want to ask is when I actually cast it on her, I fell unconscious, and I want to know if there's anything, if that's normal, or...
Okay.
Yeah, is there anything I can do?
She explains to you that in the same way that you felt weak when you cast a spell on the ship, and that's what happens. Every time you cast a spell, it drains your strength.
Mm. The only problem is that it's not that useful if every time I use it, I fall unconscious. So
I know.
Is that just something I have to accept?
But it's a very powerful spell.
Mm. Okay. Is there anything else she can teach me? While we're on the topic, I just start a conversation with her about, you know, the things in the Testamentum.
Yeah. What she tells you that is that once you arrive to Gnossus, which is the place where Arius Lurku thinks that the cult power is, She said that once you arrive there, you will have enough time, and she will teach you another spell.
Excellent.
All right. So the day goes by. You got two new people with you, and you go back to the villa, and Celia has gathered a lot of wine, and she expects to drink it the next couple of days since you regained your strength. As I said, the villa is quite luxurious. It challenges the one that you were staying at in Athens, the one with the cult. And by the way, Nero.
Yeah.
You know that there is a wing of the society here, of the hidden society.
Oh, I did. I meant to ask Nero about that. Okay. And I will. I will go and ask Nero.
Oh, yes. I do believe there's a wing of the hidden society here. I said,
yeah, the...
We're all hidden society members here.
Yeah, you know that...
Or at least honorary, like, Cub Scout members.
Yeah, everyone has a ring now. And the name of the contact, and this is part of your knowledge, because they don't have kind of the acceptance in the society yet, you know this, but you do, mm-hmm. Nero, is Socius Cotta.
Socius Cotta, that's who we need to talk to.
And you know that he is the commander of the society's Cryptagiris here in Crete, and you actually know his office. He's a high-ranking member of the Collegium of Fishermen and Fishmongers.
Well, I relay this information.
Nero, would you be able to send an invite to this man to come and visit us at this villa?
I could try. He may not wish to meet us so overtly.
Here's the thing, Nero. Although you know who he is, he does.
I don't actually know him personally. I just don't know who he is.
Do you have any sort of ciphers or code words in the society to identify yourself?
We have these rings.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have to go and see him. I had hoped to keep the traveling to a minimum so that we...
I understand, but I don't think I can get him to come here.
Okay. Quick question.
Not easily.
Would you be up for a visit, Nero?
Yes, I'm feeling much better now.
Okay, maybe you could go and make an introduction and see if he would be willing to come back to visit us here.
You said you had a question, Randall?
No, go ahead. What are you taking with you? To the collision.
Well, me, I guess.
Take newbie guard one.
Expendable one? Yeah, I take expendable one with me.
Okay, you take Marius?
Yes.
Valus, are you staying or do you want to go with them?
I'll go.
All right, so you go with Valus and Marius. Veritus Flamma, because I assume Flamma will stay with Veritus. Guard him. We'll stay at the villa.
Yep.
I tell you what, I'll stay with Flamma and Key and Corpus.
And Corpus.
When you also take guard number two.
Claudius. Okay. Sorry.
I'm not going to learn their names.
So you just address them. Hey, you the tall one.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell Flamma to tell them what to do.
Okay. All right.
There's a chain of command now.
There is.
Flamma, how did you manage your new power?
Abuse it thoroughly.
That's all I need to know. How are you going to manage your new power?
As gracefully as I can manage.
Okay. Will you
hoping that I don't have to do this for long?
All right.
Yes.
All right.
If I judge them to be good fighting men, then I will treat them with respect, of course.
Okay. You haven't yet a chance to measure their fighting abilities yet. But you will at some point during the next couple of days. You know, you get some time to practice. All right, so So you leave. And what I was going to ask you is if you have some 20 more minutes or not.
Can.
Yeah, if it's important.
Well, yeah, it's going to, you know, basically we're going to go to the Collegian and see what you can find there.
Yeah, I'm okay with leaving that till next time, and I'm also okay with continuing on if you think it's not going to take terribly long.
I could stay for some more, but I probably shouldn't. I think.
Okay.
I guess so.
I have to go and be sociable.
Okay, so that's fine. Let's revisit this part on the next session, and we'll have Marius and Claudius being active players, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So next week, I will be out. The following week, Jim is going to be out, so maybe we can play two sessions.
Dan,
scenario.
Were you gonna do something?
No, it was Dave.
Yeah,
oh,
Dave. I mean, if someone else wants to step up, that's fine. I just have some things I could do.
Nope, so. It's all on you, Dave.
All right,
yeah,
fair enough.
We're too counting tired on you. After work to run anything, and I have to run another game later in the day, so it's just sort of like too much work.
Well, I guess let me test the waters first. Anyone previously played the super genius scenario Murder of Crows?
I have not. I was interested in it. I think I may have even picked it up, but I never actually read it. So.
Okay, it's got some pre-gen characters, and it's pretty generic, so I'll just go with that one.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Have fun, guys. And Randall, enjoy your trip.
Yeah, thank you very much. So right. I'll talk to you during the week, guys. Thank you very much.
See you later.
Bye now.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.